I don't know about y'all, but when my max loss is showing negative infinity, that's a little cause for concern. But is it real? Sort of. Hey, Jim Schultz here for F-Cubed and Live, fcubed.com. And as long as you trade long enough, sooner or later, you are going to peek down at your trade metrics and you are going to see an infinity symbol staring right back at you. Now, you see a positive infinity symbol. Man, all is right in the world, but you see a negative infinity symbol? Man, no way, no how, get me out of here ASAP. Hey, fair enough. I mean, I personally like to keep my losses to no more than half of negative infinity. So you look down and you see the full deal, you're like, man, I'm gone. I understand. But in the spirit of full understanding, let's take a couple of minutes, like 17 to 19, because your boy needs that watch time. Let's unpack what this negative infinity truly represents. So by definition, stocks have no ceiling to how high they can rise. There is no upside limit, whether it's 100, whether it's 1,000, whether it's 10,000, whether it's 150,000 from my Berkshire Hathaway shareholders in the house. There is no ceiling. There is no limit. There is no cap, as the youngsters these days would say. Therefore, if you short a stock, either by, you know, shorting the stock outright or selling a call, there is no theoretical cap to how much you can lose by the sheer structure of the stock itself that is absolutely 100% theoretically correct. Your potential losses are indeed negative infinity. But is it practically appropriate? No. I'm going to argue that it is not. And this is where my comment earlier about it being sort of comes into play. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, if you're out there mixing it up, shorting these meme stocks, these penny stocks, these high-flying tech names like a Nvidia, like a Tesla, like you can and likely will at one point or another find yourself on the wrong end of a 2x, 3x, 5x, 10x, 15x move against you. A move that will absolutely tangle up your skivvies. I mean, man, you sit on the wrong end of a 15x move in AMC, sure, technically, it's not negative infinity, but you can bet your bottom biscuit it's going to feel a whole lot like negative infinity. However, if you move your trading over into the big boy sandbox with all the same stocks that everybody else is trading, you know, the Fortune 100, you know, your Apples, your Microsofts, your Amazons, your Googles, your IBMs, right? Infinite losses are just not something that need to be on your radar. Now again, to be really clear, you mix it up with some of the high-flying tech names, even in that big boy sandbox, man, you better buckle up because it's going to get bumpy. You are going to have to endure some wild moves potentially against you. But even still, a huge move is typically what? 20%? 30%? 50%? I mean, you're talking about a 50% move over any time horizon that's less than, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. That is an enormous move. So we are not talking anywhere near negative infinity. We're not talking anywhere near half of negative infinity, my own personal stop loss that I apply to my trades. We're talking about a 50% move, which is an incredible move against you, but still much closer to what is practically appropriate in some of these trades you might do or some of these positions that you might have on. Now, am I saying that you're never going to lose money? No, I'm not saying that. Am I saying that you're never going to have to sit through and stew in the bathtub of filth of a really big loser? No, I'm not saying that at all. And the truth is, I mean, if you're dead set on YOLOing it into any stock, you can absolutely lose it all in the blink of an eye, whether it's $28, $2,800, or $2.8 million. Right? If you are just dead set on pushing all your chips in the middle on one trade, then you can lose a whole lot very, very quickly. So don't do that. But the reality is, from a planning and an analysis standpoint, from a strategic standpoint, it's just not a realistic outcome for you to have to face, you know, negatively infinite losses on your positions, even if only occasionally. So don't let this theoretical boundary, you know, trip you up and prevent you from getting into the arena and taking advantage of all the benefits that come with selling options. Now, maybe you're out there thinking, okay, Jim, I'm sort of with you, but man, you nailed it earlier because my skivvies are all tangled up at the notion of a negatively infinite loss staring back at me, even if it is only theoretical. Okay, fair enough. Then don't short the market and don't sell standalone naked calls. These are the two times when you are going to see that pesky little negative infinity symbol show up. Buy stock. Sell puts. Maybe sell strangles where you still see that negative infinity symbol show up, but at least here, you're selling the other side. You're selling both sides of the market, so it's a very different trade than when you have a standalone naked short call. But again, it doesn't matter. There are so many ways to slice up the short premium world to fit whatever your goals might be, whatever your preferences are, whatever directional bias you want to carry, whatever your risk tolerance might be. Whatever you want to do, it can be done in the world of options, and specifically selling options. Just keep your position small and focus on the same stocks that everyone else is focusing on, and you'll be off to a really good start. All right, guys, I hope that helped. I really appreciate you guys. Please like, share, and subscribe, and I will see you guys next time.